This is a poem that is keyed by two dreams. I think they'll be self-evident. You should know that the first language in the poem is dream language. A few nights and days. He foresaw a lagoon cut off from its larger body, capillaries floating like plankton in a cadaver, a man with his arms joyously around men and women. When he woke, it was a Tuesday, the porch light still on, an umbrage in the air over breakfast. The woman he loved had her eyes closed, looking for holes in his arguments. He muffed his mouth, hating her, wondering if she knew she'd be dead in 30 or 40 years, hating himself and the stone wall he could build in seconds around his heart, hating the nation talk, the journalism between people who simply want to touch. His daughter came in with the alphabet in her mouth, how out of love he squeezed her until she was breathless, how if she were Vietnamese and on the run, beyond hunger, scabbed, whimpering, he might, out of love, squeeze her until she was dead. And then it was Wednesday and Thursday, and every morning the porch light a dull beacon in the sun. He dreamed the last suck of a falling star, that intake of air before one begins to dazzle the world, and the regular breath of people everywhere contemplating insurance. And he woke and found himself on the edge of nothing in particular, in the middle of a bed big enough for three victims of the 6 o'clock news. He made love to his wife, whispering, "This is how you steal moments from the end of your life." And they knocked the clock off the night table, the covers onto the floor, and the orphans took their big eyes elsewhere. But only for a while. The 20th century was relentless. There were satellites near the moon reporting everything. Children wanting to know why squirrels didn't look both ways before cars hit them, the ordinary desolation of handshakes and lunches. Not even sex or his natural capacity for self-deception did much good anymore. On the last day of the week, in a year, in a lifetime of last days, he left his house daydreaming his shadow had shed its dark clothes. The streets were crowded. He saw the flesh of beautiful women, all flesh as flesh that is dying. But he said to himself, every touch is a renewal. Every touch is a renewal. And he touched no one.